On Fridays, we're very pleased that our good friend Scott Muchenbaker, executive chef at the Beef Steak Club in downtown, will join us and offer a little culinary hints and tips and such as that. So today I thought, you know, we'd like to come up with a theme or a reason for doing the show. You know? And we thought that maybe today NCAA basketball tournament snack food.
Yes.
And with your creative mind, you came up with the pimento cheese meatball basketball.
Actually, that was the brainchild of one of my cooks, Carl. So, and I just kind of took it to another level after he gave me the idea. So
we're going to get a basketball themed cheese ball.
Yes, we're going to go with some food that you can do with when you're watching the March Madness stuff. And there is another theme to it. All bison.
All bison.
We're doing all bison. So
okay, good.
So we'll start out with a bison chislik. This is a seasoned piece of bison. It's what we'll do is we'll get some bison ribeyes, and we'll cube that up 1-inch by 1-inch chunks. And we're going to season that really, really liberally with 3 tablespoons of paprika, 1 tablespoon of cayenne, 1 tablespoon of crushed red pepper, 1 tablespoon granulated garlic, 1 tablespoon onion powder, 1 teaspoon of nutmeg, 1 tablespoon cumin, 1 tablespoon kosher salt, and 2 tablespoons fresh cracked black pepper.
You know, there's a lot of flavor in that.
A lot of it.
Okay.
All right. So after we season that bison up really nice, we're going to heat up a cast iron skillet, and we're going to add a little bit of vegetable oil, about 1/4 inch of vegetable oil on the bottom of the pan. And so we're going to cook it all sides for about 2 to 3 minutes, and we're going to remove, and then we're going to season that again. So this is going to have some spice to it. It's going to have a lot of flavors. And then after we season it the second time, we'll fry it one more time for about 2 to 3 minutes, and this should get you about a nice medium rare to medium.
The second seasoning is the same ingredients and the same amounts?
Yep. Well, it's the seasoning, that's, you know, you're not going to use all of that. It's a bulk seasoning recipe.
Gotcha.
So, yeah. And now we're going to make a little dipping sauce to go with that. It's going to be a chipotle vinaigrette. And what we're going to start out with in a blender, we're going to do 2 chipotles, a little bit of salt and pepper, some fresh chopped thyme, 1 tablespoon of garlic, 2 tablespoons of honey, 1/4 cup of apple cider vinegar, and we're going to turn that blender on, and we're going to slowly drizzle in a 1/2 cup of vegetable oil, and that's all going to emulsify, and it's going to be a nice little tangy sauce.
Now, the chipotle.
Yes.
Those are very hot. How do you suggest we prepare those for including in that?
Well, you know, usually you get with chipotles, they come in a can in adobo sauce. Which is also really good. If you add a little bit more of this, it brings just a little bit more heat, a little bit more depth and flavor. You know, just be careful. I'll just remove them with a fork out of the can, throw them directly in the blender. You know, use gloves anytime you're messing with hot peppers. And the only thing a chipotle is it's a smoked jalapeno. Mm-hmm. So it's going to still have that spiciness of a jalapeno, but it's got that smoky flavor.
So you called that the bison chislik?
Bison chislik.
With dipping sauce.
With dipping sauce.
All right. Very cool. Thank you.
All right.
What else you have for me, man?
We got the pimento cheese meatball basketballs. All right. So what we're going to start out with is we're going to do 1/2 cup of shredded cheddar cheese, 1/2 cup of cream cheese, 1 tablespoon granulated garlic, 1 teaspoon of cayenne pepper. We're going to do 1 jalapeno seeded. And diced up. Again, you know, be careful with the chilies. We're going to do 1/2 a red pepper diced, 1 teaspoon of salt, 1 tablespoon of cracked black pepper, and 1 pound of ground bison.
My, okay.
Yeah. So we're going to mix all that together, you know, get your hands dirty. Cooking's supposed to be fun. And we're going to brown these meatball basketballs in a hot cast iron skillet with a little bit of vegetable oil. And you're just gonna brown all sides, and we're gonna finish this in your oven at 350 degrees for about 20 to 30 minutes, and then you pull them out. And then before you do that, actually, before you pull them out of the oven, you got to do this little prep thing before, because as soon as they come out of the oven, you're gonna want this stuff ready so it sticks to your meatball. In a food processor, take a bag of Cheetos, dump your Cheetos into the food processor. Process that into dust, right? Take your meatballs out, roll them in your Cheeto dust. Then it looks like little bit, it's got the color of the basketball.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's great. I like that. All right, the pimento cheese basketball cheese ball.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Something like that, yeah.
Did you come up with another food item for us?
Yeah, I got one more, and then we got a drink.
All right. Oh, yeah. Good.
All right, so we're going to do a candied bacon bison burger. So what we're going to do to make the candied bacon, we're going to lay our bacon onto a parchment paper-lined sheet pan. We're going to sprinkle some brown sugar, a little bit of pepper, cayenne pepper, a little bit of salt, and we're going to bake that for 350 degrees for 15 to 20 minutes until you get your bacon close, you know, the doneness that you like. A lot of people like their bacon cooked different. You know, I don't like mine super, super crispy. I like it a little floppy, if you will. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to form some burger patties, bake it, grill it, do it however you like. If you don't know how to cook a burger, give me a call. I'll gladly come over and club you over the head. And then with this, I just like to top my burger with some blue cheese, throw that candy bacon on there, and I like a little squirt of sriracha on there, and you get that sweetness and the punginess of the blue cheese in there. It's just...
I don't know if you've ever noticed when making candied bacon.
Yes.
In my vast experience, the one time I made some, it is a mess to clean up.
It is.
You have to hire somebody to do that.
Yep, Steamatic. Yep.
All right, so the candied bacon bison burger.
That's right.
All right. Bison chislik with dipping sauce.
Mm-hmm.
The pimento cheese basketball cheese ball. Is that right?
Pimento cheese meatball basketball cheese ball.
Okay.
Whatever.
And you also have a cocktail, which would be appropriate for NCAA basketball tournament snacking.
Yeah. So now when I think of athletes, the drink of choice, you know, whether you're warming up, you're in the middle or whatever, Gatorade comes to mind.
Okay.
You know? And then when I think of myself, what I like to drink, I like a little bit of whiskey every now and then. So what I'm going to do here is just do a little bit of Gatorade and some whiskey, equal parts, and there you go. That's your rebound.
That's a rebound, huh?
That'll get you hydrated and just keep there you going.
Is. Well, you know, it got lots of electrolyte, a lot of electrolytes.
Yeah, yeah.
It'll help you out in the morning, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very good.
Okay, the Gatorade whiskey rebound.
A rebound.
That's a slam dunk, man.
Choose any flavor Gatorade you like. It's always going to be great.
Ah, good. You didn't stay up too late on that one, did you, buddy?
No, I didn't.
All right, buddy, going to be open tonight?
Oh, absolutely.
We're going to be out and about, so.
We'll have some bison on the menu tonight.
All right. Thanks a million. That's Scott Muchenbaker, and has this been recorded? Did we get this recorded, Bob? All right. So that will be podcast, and we'll call it our NCAA basketball tournament snack items and try to get that on one line.
Perfect.
Thank you, man.
Thank you, Jack.
Scott Muchenbaker here with us on 790 KFG. Give me an O.